Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday with the Word. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Well, Wednesday with the Word family, we are in the third chapter of Jonah. We're working our way through Jonah. We're taking our time. We're not worrying about the calendar. We're not worrying about a series of messages or anything. We're just going through the book of Jonah, taking our time in this new year, in this new month. And we're looking at the opportunities that Jonah missed that are the opportunities that you should not miss. These are the blunders of Jonah that should not be the blunders or mistakes that you make in receiving the calling of God. And so Jonah, in the third chapter of the book of Jonah, Jonah finally gets to Nineveh, the great fish whom he spent 3 days in the belly of, has finally spit him up on dry land. And now Jonah, after a three-day walk, has now reached the city of Nineveh. The Lord told Jonah, once he hit the dry land, to arise and go to the great city and call out against it the message that I tell you. Notice that in the beginning of the book of Jonah, the Lord told him to arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out against it, for its evil has come up before me. But you notice in chapter three, the Lord tells him to go to the great city of Nineveh, call out against it the message I tell you. You see, Jonah forced the Lord's hand. Jonah thought the Lord was playing games, and the Lord does not play games, not when it comes to his calling. The Lord's calling is serious, and he takes it very seriously. So when he calls you, trust me, he has called you. He's not going to take it away. You cannot run away from him. You cannot hide from him. But you do not want to force the Lord's hand in your life. The Lord loves you, but he will correct you. And that's what he was doing with Jonah. He loves Jonah, but he had to correct Jonah because he wanted Jonah to know, just like he wants us to know, who is in charge. He is our creator. We did not create him. He created us. So therefore, he has the right to tell us what to do. He has the right to choose who he wants to do what he has called them to do. It all belongs to God. And Jonah thought that he could get away from God. So do we. We're not so outside of Jonah that we don't think ourselves that we can get away from the Lord when he calls us. I know I did. But it's a hefty price to pay to go and try and get away from something that you cannot get away from because it's already a part of your life. When he knitted us together in our mother's womb, the Bible says, he set us apart. He purposed us for a purpose in our lives that one day we would have to answer. It's the calling. And this is where Jonah now finds himself, forced to go to the city of Nineveh rather than going to the city of Nineveh. Jonah has now been forced to go. And Jonah doesn't like it, but Jonah has to do it because he was the one that was called by God to do it. And God was not going to choose someone else when he has already chosen someone qualified in Jonah. And he was going to equip Jonah. The problem was then and is now is that when we force God's hand, he then makes us do what we never wanted to do. But he makes us do it out of love. Because the one thing we're not going to do is disrespect the Lord and get away with it. We're not going to do it. And so the great fish spits Jonah up on dry ground. The Lord comes back to him again and tells him, okay, now, are you ready to go to Nineveh? Because now that you're ready to go to Nineveh, now that I have your attention, I need you to take this 3-day walk on dry ground to the city. And I want you to go and tell them what I'm going to tell you. And that is in 40 days, this great city of Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's what I want you to tell the people. But Jonah was going to get that anyway if he had only listened to the Lord in the beginning and did what he wanted him to do, rather than going down to get on a ship to go into the opposite direction, thinking that he was going to get away from him. If he would have just gone, he would have received his mission. He would have received his instructions. He would have already known what to say because the words will already be in him. But because he forced the Lord's hand, he didn't lose the calling, but he lost the words that he was going to tell the people through, because the Lord was going to speak through him. Now the Lord is speaking to him. And Jonah has to go do it on his own now. So whatever Jonah lost, he was now having to do it by himself this time. And so Jonah finally makes it to the city after a 3-day walk. And he goes and he cries out, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Where in scripture has someone gone and cried out, something we need to do, something we need to hear, something that we need to be aware of, to pay attention to? Oh, it's right here in Matthew 4. Right after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit's ascension on him, him going into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan for 40 days. After 40 days of him being in the wilderness, he was tired. He was hungry. He was cranky. He was loopy. And then Satan comes and tries to tempt him, but he quickly got himself back together and remembered who he is and where he is from and who he is in the flesh. And he dismissed Satan. Then he goes out into the city and he begins to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's where that comes from. Jonah was told what to do. He was made to do it. But our Savior, Jesus Christ, came to do it. He had the full measure of the Father on him, and he had the pleasure of the Father resting upon him. So it was Jesus's pleasure to come and tell us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, where Jonah is now made to go tell the people of Nineveh, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Wednesday with the Word family, what I do not want you to do is challenge God when it comes to your life. If the Lord has called you to do something, I challenge you to do it, but do it in the name of the one who called you. That being the name that is above all names. That name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Do it in that name and that name alone. Yes, there'll be trial and tribulation, but guess what? You will not be doing it by yourself. You will have help. You will have peace. You will have comfort. And you will succeed. Jonah was not a success when you look at the grand scheme of things. He was not a success because he challenged God. He forced God's hand and God placed it upon him. You're going to do what I tell you to do, not what you want to do. So if the Lord is calling you to better yourself, don't sit around and blame others for the lives that you want to have. He is calling you to better your life. Go do that. Everything that you want to do in life, the Lord God has already placed it inside of you when he knitted you together in your mother's womb. Go do it. Stop waiting for someone else to do it. Stop expecting God to give you something when he has already given you everything that you need to be successful with. Go do it. And as you go do it, tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Let them know to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let them see the great light of heaven shining in you, because you are doing the purpose for what the Lord has sent you here for. You were born with a purpose. That purpose is to remember first and foremost what the Lord has done for you in your life. If you think your life is not good and you want to make, and you think that you want to make it better, do it. Make it better. But do it in the name of the Lord. Do it in the name that is above all names. And you will be successful. We are in a brand new year with brand new opportunities. The same opportunities that began this year started last year. But don't make a resolution that you know you can't stick with, or something that you know is big, or you think that's bigger and above you. Whatever you want to do, do it in the Lord, and it will be done. Trust in Him that He will lead you in the right direction, and you will complete that what He has called you to. I've said on, you know, previous weeks, if it's starting a business, start the business. Regardless of what trials and tribulations come after that, tough it out. Tough it out. You want to go back to school so that you can advance in life? Do that. Tough out the difficulties. Tough it out. Because everything that you want to do comes with a measure of difficulties to try to discourage you. So you can go right back to complaining, or right back to the place where you were before you accepted God's calling to do what He's asked you to do. Even in business, He has asked us to remember Him. Even in our education, He has asked us to remember Him. Even in bettering ourselves, losing weight, lowering blood pressure, getting off of medications, He has asked us to remember Him. So whatever the Lord is calling you to, Wednesday with the Word family, do it knowing that you're doing it for Him. And that is all the difference that you need to accept that calling and go and tell someone, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's all you got to do. And you don't have to say a word because you're living it. People will rather see your living than your saying, because you are the Bible that most people will read. And you ain't got to say anything. You just got to live it before them. God bless you, Wednesday with the Word family. I thank you for the opportunity for coming and sharing this word with you, and looking forward to doing this with you on next week, if it's the Lord's will. As I said before, tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, and if necessary, use words. I love you. Bye for now.